I'm going to try not to preach real long, but I want to get this little bit off my heart. Lord, give us a thought, and I promise you I'll try to keep it as short as I can. But it's my desire this morning that if you're here and you're lost, that you might be saved. And I want to tell you a little bit about that. Lord being our help, and I know this is the Lord's day, and like I said, I'm going to try not to be too lengthy. And I may just end up just reading our scripture this morning. I don't know. But I want to get this thought off her heart. And we'll be taking her some reading this morning from Psalms in 142. Psalms in 142. And do listen this morning. This is a song of David, a prayer when he was in the cave. If this is what it entitled here in Psalms. It says, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and with my voice unto the Lord did I make supplication. I poured out my complaint before Him, and I showed before Him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then Thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me, no man cared for my soul. I cried unto Thee, O Lord, and I said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. And I want to stop there for just a moment. And I thought about all week about Mother's Day. And I guess you could say, being somewhat along the lines of seasonal and things of that nature, I thought maybe the Lord might give us a thought on mothers. And I just couldn't get around to that this morning. But I want you to know this morning that as David in this description here, that as he was up and coming there, and it talks about how Saul was the king, and yet it says that went and hid in a cave. Now Saul was the king there at the time, and no doubt at one time he loved David, but there was a great jealousy that come upon his heart. When they entered back in, and it says that that Saul had killed his thousands and that David had killed his tens of thousands is what the women was singing. And yet, after that, it was sought out that Saul might have David's life. And no doubt, David was troubled. And he would go and find a hiding place in a cave. And it says there that he said, I cried out with the Lord of my voice, and my voice unto the Lord did I make supplication. He said, I poured out my complaint, and I shewed before Him my trouble. I want you young people to know this morning that there's a quote, if you was to look it up this morning, and I'm not for sure if even the author is unknown, but it says, a mother is your first friend, your best friend, and your lifelong friend. And I guess I could understand a little bit of that, because even with my boys want mama. When we're even at home and they need something and I'm standing right beside of them, they'll go to mama every time. They want mama. Mama, can you help me? Mama, I've got a sore spot. Mama, my leg hurts. Daddy can't put a Band-Aid on the right way. Daddy don't know how to do that. I want you to know something this morning, young people, that there's going to be a day that trouble is going to come in your life. Trouble came for David. He was a great man, had been anointed, and yet even throughout all those challenges, there was trouble that came his way. Saul sought out his life that he might kill him, and he went and hid in a cave. I want you to know, no matter how far you run, no matter what you try to do in this life, that there's going to be trouble that's going to come your way. And it's what you do in that moment, and it's who you look to. I thought about mothers and how much my grandmother and my mother has meant to me through the years, and even my wife, how she's raised our children and how much she's meant to me. But I'm telling you that mamas and grandmamas ain't always going to be around. They're not always going to be there. I'm a mama's boy. I'm just an old country boy and I love my mama. She means a whole lot to me. But my mother has not always been there for me. She's not always been around. She's not always been there to patch things up when they got rough for me. She's not always been there in every moment of this life that I've needed her. But my friend, this morning, there's always been one that I needed whenever I called upon Him that He was there. And that's Jesus. That's Jesus. He said there that He said, I poured out my complaint before Him and shewed before Him my trouble. Listen to me this morning. There may be some here that may be lost. And I want you to understand that I hope that a whole lot of trouble comes upon your heart. I want you to be in trouble. I want you to get down to a place to where you have to call out to the Lord to be saved. I want you to find trouble this morning. I want God to send your heart trouble. See, that's what happened to me. When I was lost and separated from God, honey, there was trouble there. I was concerned about my soul. I found out, as David said, he said, I was brought low. And he said, the pains of hell got upon me. Folks, that's what happened to me. There was trouble there. I was afraid to go to hell. It stuck with me. And this morning, I want you to have that same kind of trouble. I believe there has to be trouble there. Now listen to me this morning. He said, I shewed before Him my trouble. This morning, maybe you realize that you've got some kind of trouble there. And maybe from time to time it leaves you. And mamas and daddies, listen to me. When your child is lost, and I know that your heart is hurting this morning, and you feel for them because you want them to be saved, and you keep patting them on the back and keep rubbing them. Listen, I've seen parents do that. They come up here and their babies will be seeking the Lord, and they just pat on them and rub on them. And listen to me, I know you love them. I know you do. But honey, I'm telling you, there comes a time when it comes between them and God. And they've got to be the one to seek the Lord. You can't do it for them. Listen, as much as I love my grandmother down through the years, she couldn't save me. And neither could my granddaddy. It come down between me and God. Listen to me this morning. I know you want to comfort them. And I know you want to help them. But it comes down between them and the Lord. He said, my spirit was troubled. He said it was overwhelmed within me. Listen to me this morning. When you're lost and separated from God, you're overwhelmed on the inside. You don't know which way to turn. You can't turn to the left. You can't turn to the right. You feel like you're all alone and there's nobody there to help you except for God. Except for God. Boy, I tell you what, when I was lost, it looked like I looked everywhere. I was trying everything in the world. People told me to trust in the Lord. Ask, look to Him, put your faith in Him. Boy, I wanted to something awful. I wanted to trust in Him. I wanted to put my faith in Him, but I didn't know how to. He had to help me. Listen to me this morning. I was overwhelmed within my spirit. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to pray. All I know is I was in trouble. There was so much that was going on all around me. I'm telling you, there was a fear that come upon me. I knew that if in that moment that if I died, that hell was going to be where I was going to go. Listen to me this morning. You might be able to hide that from mama. You might be able to hide that from daddy. You might be able to hide that from your spouse. But listen to me, there's one that you cannot hide from. And that's God. You can't hide it from Him. He knows the intentions of your heart. He knows everything about you this morning. He knows where you stand in the presence of His Almightiness. He knows where you stand in front of Him this morning. Listen to me. He said, I was overwhelmed in my spirit. He said, Then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have they preverly laid a snare for me. Listen to me. The devil wants you to say, listen, the devil this morning is trying to trap you up the best that he can. He's a liar and he's a deceiver. He wants you to think, well, this morning's all about my mama and I want to honor her and I want to love her and we need to get out of here so we can go and eat and do all this and that. Listen, he'll lie to you. He'll lie to you. You know what the devil wants more than anything? He wants you to keep your seat. He don't want you to bow. He don't want you to pray. He don't want you to do nothing, because if he does that, then he knows he's got you one more day. You say, surely that ain't what Satan wants. I'm telling you this morning, that's what he wants more than anything. He's a liar and he's a deceiver. He doesn't want you to be saved. He doesn't want you to be saved this morning. Listen to me. He's trying to trap you up every way that you can. He said, I looked on my right hand and beheld there was no man that would know me. He said, refuge failed me. Listen to me. As much as you love your mama this morning, nurturing in her arms when you're lost, or as much as you love your friend or your grandmama or whoever it is this morning, you cannot find refuge in their arms this morning. When you're lost and separated from God, they cannot save you. It comes down between you and the Lord. As much as my grandmother loved me, and boy, she loved us grandchildren something awful. I thought about her all week, and I love my mother, but she wasn't saved at the time. She didn't take us to an old-time church. But boy, my grandmother loved us something awful. And she wanted more of anything within all of her dying wish, everything, all her feeble illnesses, everything that she had going on. She wanted us grandkids to be saved more than anything. More than anything. But boy, the night that I become lost, I tell you this, she didn't come around and try to hold me and nurture on me and love on me and all this and that. Listen to me this morning. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I tell you what she was a-doing. She's a-calling on the one that could help me. She might have not have been holding my hand the whole time, but she was calling on the one that could help me. She was looking to the one that she knew that could deliver me. Listen to me. She said, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I guess this morning that's where our thought come from. No man cared for my soul. I guess this morning, if there's ever anybody that's going to love you more in this world, is your mama and Jesus Christ. Being just an old country boy, I guess I know my mama's loved me. She's took care of me and nurtured me. But boy, just as much as she loved me, there was something that I needed far beyond what she could give me. And what I needed was only what God could give me. No man cared for my soul. He looked on his right hand. He said, I don't have him. He said, there's nobody there for me. Listen to me this morning. I'm thankful for the thing that God has given me. I'm thankful this morning for the women God has placed in my life that's pointed me. I'm thankful this morning for the old church. She's been like a mother to me throughout my life. They've pointed me to Jesus. And this morning, that's what we're trying to do, is to point you to Jesus. Listen to me. There ain't nobody in this world that cares for your soul more than God. He cared enough for your soul. He loves you so much this morning, it's beyond what you can even comprehend. He loved you so much this morning that he sent his son, his only son, that he might give his life for you. Listen to me. You can't understand that kind of love. You can't comprehend it. I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm still trying to understand the peace that surpasses all understanding. I don't understand it this morning why he loved me like that. I don't understand why he would love me so much that Jesus would give his life for me, but yet he did. That's a love that I don't understand. It's beyond my comprehension. Listen to me. There is one that careth for your soul. Mamas, I know this morning you care for your baby souls. Daddy, I know this morning that you care for their soul. But listen to me this morning. You've got to get a hold to the one that can take care of it. And then you've got to leave it at his feet. Talk to the one that can take care of it. David said, I cried unto the Lord with my voice. Listen to me this morning. When you're in trouble, there's only one you can cry out to. And that's Jesus. He said, I cried unto the Lord. Oh Lord, I said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Listen to me. I said before, there's trouble coming. There's been times in my life that the first time I ever really felt trouble was when I was lost and separated from Him. And boy, there was trouble that come in. But I'm telling you, just because you're saved, just because you've been born again, that doesn't mean that's where the trouble ends. There's been things that come down through this life from me that, listen, people have tried to step all over me. The devil's tried to get me in an awful place. There's things that's come my way. But thanks be unto God, there's a rock that I'm standing on today. And His name is Jesus Christ, and He has never failed me. He has never left me. He is my refuge. He is my portion in this land of the living that I'm walking in. Jesus Christ this morning should be our everything. He is. He's the one that spoke it all into existence. He's been there from the very beginning. And He is our portion in this land of the living. Listen to me. He said, attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. He said, deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than me. Listen to me. There's one today, lost person, that's on your heels. Just as Saul was on David's heels. And he ran into a cave. I remember, listen to me, I didn't know I was going this way, and I'll try to finish here shortly. I worked in a mine. I worked in underground mining for about 7 years. And one of the darkest places that I've ever been in my life, you could turn a lamp out in there, and you can't see, just total darkness. I was about 3,000 foot underground. But just as soon as we'd ride that elevator, just starting to get to the brink of the top, there was a light. You could see it out from the cave. Listen to me this morning, lost friend. You feel like you're all alone. You feel like you're shut in and all alone, but there's a light right out the entrance. There's a light out there this morning. And Jesus Christ wants to save you. He said, I was brought low. Listen to me this morning. I know what it's like to be brought low. David said that he was brought low. If you're going to get saved, you're going to have to be brought low. You're going to have to see yourself for what you are this morning, and that's a sinner in the eyes of an almighty God. Listen to me this morning. There ain't no difference between me or you. The only difference is between me and you this morning is I'm just an old sinner that's been saved by the grace of God. That's all that I am. I'm not worthy. I don't deserve the portion that God has given me. I don't deserve this life that He's given me. I don't deserve anything that He's given me. But I'll tell you what, He's been good to me. And He has blessed my life beyond measure. And I'm telling you right now, I thank God today that He walks with me. And He's been my best friend throughout this life. He's loved me. Proverbs 31 said, there's one that sticketh closer than a brother. He's been with me throughout this life. I'm telling you, there's going to come a day that mamas and daddies, they're going to go on home to be with the Lord. Grandparents, going to go on home to be with the Lord, but honey, there's one that will never leave you. And I thank God for him this morning. He's been my friend. He's never left me. Boy, this morning I love my mama, and I know you do yours. But there's coming a day, whether it's today or whenever it is, that mama's not going to be able to help you. And I'm thankful for my Savior. I'm thankful for him. Listen to what he said. He said, "For they are stronger than me." Listen, the devil, he's stronger than me or you. We can't overcome him on our own. But thanks be unto Jesus. You know who overcame him? Jesus did. When he come out of that tomb, he overcame him. He overcame death, hell, and the grave. Listen to me. Jesus Christ, he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him this morning. Listen to me. He said, "But bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name, and righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt dealt bountifully with me." Listen to me. The Lord has dealt bountifully with me. He took me out when I was very down and low, and boy, he picked me up and he put me on a higher ground. And he's established my goings. What about you this morning? Do you know what it is to be saved? Do you know what it is to trust in the one that you're leaning on for everlasting? I'm telling you, he's not just the God of today. He's the everlasting God. He's the eternal God. And he's the one that I'm trusting in forever. Yes, this morning I'm looking to, I love my family, but I'm telling you what's so special about all of that. Because of what God done in here for my heart. And because he saved my mother. And because he saved my grandmother. There's coming a day that I'll be with them forever. An unclouded day. I'll be able to be with them forever and forever and forever. Never again to die. No more pain, no more sorrow, no more struggles throughout this life. There's coming a day where I'll be with my family forever and forever and forever because of what God done for me. What about you? Do you know what it is to be saved? Do you know what it is to be born again? If you don't, I beg you this morning that you seek the Lord. That's our message. Brother Strode, if you'll get us a song ready. If God is dealing with you this morning, listen to me. Mamas and daddies, grandmamas, they can't help you. But there's one that can. And his name is Jesus. Go to him this morning and he can help you.
Everybody stand.